Hello, listeners. Welcome to Sound and Silence. This is a podcast giving voice to sound and the somewhat silence in between. As always, I'm your host, Sean Penalver. And joining us today, we have...
Anastasia Karadzis.
That's Greek, right?
Yes, it is.
What is your experience with sound?
Sound. I have... Well, I was in band. I played the flute.
Oh, such a good
Yeah. I mean, of course, I played the recorder in elementary school.
Yeah, same. Did you get, like, the black belt? Or did y'all do belts?
No, what? A belt?
So, yeah, we, like, did belts where it's, like, the better you got, you progressed and you earned, like, kind of like karate belts. Like, you got a different color.
Yeah.
And if you, like, learned this, like, really hard piece, I can't remember what it was, you got a black belt and you were, like, the best at recorders.
Wow. Okay. No, I feel cheated on that. I never really got a belt. But, yeah, so I did the recorder. And then in middle school, I played the flute. But the thing was, I didn't really continue with it because my band teacher at the time said that I had a teardrop on my mouth, which made it kind of difficult to play the flute.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, up here? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, like on my top lip. And so I was kind of discouraged about that because who likes to hear that, like, your body is...
I can't do this thing because
of
my body.
Yeah, and so I was just like, well, okay, and that was that, kind of.
And so then you just stopped playing flute?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really practice. And then I just, like, stopped. And, yeah. And then my sister, Kate, played the flute after me because I guess my parents were like, we have this flute.
Yeah.
Someone needs to play it. And she went on to become drum major at our high school.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
I'm surprised your band teacher who told you about the lip thing didn't be like, here's another instrument we can get you on. You know, like,
yeah, I don't know. It was, I didn't really put too much energy in it, and then it just kind of, like, fell away.
Oh, man. So she has your old flute, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
This part, I can't remember what this is called, but I learned the other day about the story behind, like, why they say that is. And so it's, like, when you're about to be born, like, right before you go into, like, you know, are born, basically, you know all the secrets and everything, and that's when they tell you to shh. Basically, and so it's like,
oh, and that's how you get like an
mark.
Indentation.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
wow,
like, shh, you can't tell all the secrets after life, you know, and everything.
Whoa, that's wild,
right? What's your experience with music?
I have always enjoyed music. My mom would sing to my sister and I, and she would sing one song in particular that I remember in the Beatles, Ticket to Ride. Was a very prominent song in my childhood for some reason.
Yeah.
And she would say that I would, like, dance to Michael Jackson a lot when I was younger. And there's a trait, I guess, that, like, I take after my dad and my papu, my grandfather, is that we hum just... You know, I don't know.
Like, as you just
as we
do?
Just do,
yeah.
You know, as we live. Like, he'll just, like... My dad has these certain songs that he hums, and it was, yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of magical, I would say. Like, it's like kind of a whistle while you work kind of thing, but just while you live, it's like you're in your element.
Right.
What does sound mean to you?
Oh my gosh. Sound. It's mostly a feeling, I think.
Yeah, because it's vibration.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Greek Orthodox, and so I also grew up going to Annunciation Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Montrose, and the sounds in the services are very, mystical, inspiring, because it's like a lot of chanting, and it was Easter yesterday on Sunday, and so my sister and I were listening to the service online, and it was just like hearing the chanting, and we had this moment where it was like there's certain sayings where it's like the priest goes like the doors, and it's just like, you know, we had this connection to this sound, and like we just think about it and laugh because like if you're Greek Orthodox and you like go to the service, it's like you know that sound, mm-hmm. that particular chant, and it's just like, oh my God, that's so funny. You're like, or they say like Christos Anesti, they like sing it, and so that's when you know everyone is like going outside the procession.
That's so interesting. I grew up Methodist, yep. and so like they have their chants and stuff too. That's funny. What does music mean to you then?
Oh, these big questions. Oh my God.
That's about all the questions.
Oh, okay.
There's a little more in the end, but.
No, music. I mean, it's music is just like a way to connect with people mm-hmm. and get, you know, if you're a musician, you have to get your feelings out. You know, people use that as a way to communicate.
Yeah, it's kind of like a language.
Yes.
In a way.
Yeah.
What do you hear right now?
Right now, in this room, the refrigerator, the mm-hmm. hum of the refrigerator that's going on.
That's calm.
The AC mm-hmm. that's on, the fan of the AC. Well, Pearl, when she's walking around. I don't know if you'll be able to hear that. Yeah. Yeah.
And us.
And us, yeah. Just, you know, wrestling, moving.
Make a sound. Make sounds. Make a sound that you believe only you could produce.
That one. Yeah.
Make a cool sound.
Oh man. Oh my God, I don't know a cool sound.
Being on the spot.
Yeah.
So. Ooh, no, that's cool. Like,
yeah.
Double snaps. Make a not cool sound. Sing a note.
Do.
Sing a high pitch note.
Oh my God, what are the scales? Do you feel so la?
Sing a low pitch note.
Me. Oh my God.
Sing a number of notes.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's the only thing I know.
Sing what you think is a B flat.
Oh my God. I'm just going to say like B flat.
That's perfect. B flat if you're listening. That's what you sound like.
Yeah.
Improvise a lyricless song.
Like with anything?
Yeah, anything.
Okay.
Hum, whistle, drum.
Okay. I don't know what I'm doing.
Name something that makes a sound.
A frog.
Make that sound.
Oh my God. Ribbit.
What is a sound that you enjoy?
A sound that I enjoy is, oh, the cooing of a dove.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That was all right.
Yeah.
What is a sound that bothers you?
Oh my gosh. I would have to, I was going to say the leaf blower. That's a really common one. I would say the sound of getting my teeth cleaned.
Oh, because it's like you feel the vibrations.
Yeah, and,
like, oh,
and then it's like right in your head, so you're like, I can't escape you.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. Drum on something. Can you beatbox?
No, I cannot.
You want to try?
Is that where you just like... oh my God. Well, I can kind of do the... my cousin would, sister would make fun of me. Because he would do the EDM club music really well, like the and so I would usually just like not be able to do it. I'd just be like, and then just be like, that's not how you do it at all. I'm like, I don't know.
Hey, I mean, sound like you can have a song like that. I'll make sure to include that. But, Imitate flatulence.
That's like a silent one, yeah. But like...
Good one.
Yeah.
Make an animal call.
Oh, animal call. My God, I can't think of any animals. Meow.
Manipulate your voice.
Oh my gosh. Like, I can talk like a valley girl, if that's like how you want it.
Yeah. mimic someone without revealing who it is.
Mimic someone without revealing.
And it could be a celebrity, it could be someone you know.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so...
It's being on the spot, yeah.
I know. What's the deal with all of these masks?
I think we all know who that is.
Yeah.
We can't say.
Oh, yeah.
Name an instrument.
A flute.
Become that instrument. That's good.
The only note I remember is an F, which is like one, your right index finger held down, and then, or no, all of your left hand and then like the right index finger.
That's the only note you remember?
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember. For some reason, the F was like really
well, I mean,
cause stuck
it's just
in my
like
brain.
One hand and one finger.
And then the bottom like has like a key that you press in the bottom too. And like these three are... held up, so it's just like that.
What a fascinating instrument.
I get that.
Who thought of that? Like, who engineered is like, oh, these holes need to be blocked in this certain way, you know, like,
yeah,
it's like hundreds of years of research.
Exactly.
All right, so now we're going to sit in silence for a minute. What did you hear or experience?
I heard Pearl again. Mm-hmm. She was like scratching or something. And experienced a calmness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was running errands earlier and just kind of like...
You can just sit there and...
Yeah.
Just be.
Yes. And yeah. Just, yeah.
Can you name an onomatopoeia or a word that describes a sound?
Oh, zap. Mm-hmm. Zap, yeah.
Clap. Snap. Whistle.
Oh, I cannot do that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You want to try?
I know that I cannot.
Stomp.
Stomp?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Can you hear that?
Is there a significant sound that you can remember from the past?
From the past.
Like childhood growing up, or...
Yeah. All the sounds have just escaped me.
Yeah. It's being on the spot.
Yeah.
There's that sound you're talking about at the church.
Yeah, the chanting at the church. Yeah. The doors. I just will always remember that. And then the doors would open or something.
the doors.
Yeah.
The doors open.
Yeah.
That's comedy.
Yeah.
Hum the first song that you can think of. Killing me.
Yeah.
Can you remember the first song that stood out to you?
Probably the, oh my gosh, one of the country songs. There's so many of them, though.
Yeah.
Maybe like Hank Williams, Hey Good Looking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. You listen to a lot of country, like, growing up, or is it in your environment, or?
Yeah, my mom would play country, so I don't have a problem with country. I actually do, like, contemporary country.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
I think people don't hate country music, they hate, I guess, the culture, you know, and so they kind of relate it. It's kind of like how in Big Lebowski, when he's like, I hate the Eagles, you know. So many people are like, I hate the Eagles just because of that movie. And
yeah.
So it's just like a reflection. Oh. Country music's not terrible.
Yeah, except I don't like Luke Bryan.
Oh, why?
I cannot. Just his voice. I don't know. He just sounds like a bro. He's just like, ugh. I don't know. It's just like whenever I hear his voice, I'm like, I cannot get like a himbo or something,
yeah.
You know?
Sorry, Luke.
I know.
What is a sound that you think of a lot?
A sound that I think of a lot is the oceans, waves of the ocean.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So just like relax or?
Yeah, I do. I listen to that when I go to sleep sometimes.
Oh, nice.
Like an ASMR. They have those podcasts and there's a bunch of them out there now.
Yeah. ASMR is on the has been blowing up over the last few years.
Yeah.
And now they have like gear where it's like, it's a recording instrument that's basically two plastic ears.
Uh-huh.
And so you can like kind of whisper in each ear. And when you wear headphones, it's like they're basically doing the same thing to you.
Oh, really?
It's insane.
Wow. Huh.
What sound do you think you hear the most?
The sound I hear the most is the sound in my ears. I don't have tinnitus. I don't know. I went to the ear doctor and it's kind of like a oversensitive eardrum or something,
mm-hmm.
because like I feel the muscle move inside and like I hear it.
Hear
it's like a popping,
yeah.
Actually. And so
I kind of know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's not like I don't have a problem talking about it, but it just like never ever comes up.
Yeah.
Except now.
That's interesting. It's like you hear the inside of your own ear. It's
yeah.
Like, what a concept.
It's like a crackling or like, and sometimes I'll hear it more when I have allergies because it's like my ears are
yeah.
stopped up. But, and then sometimes I'll just like forget about it. And then other times I'm like, oh my God, it's like driving me crazy. Like I can't not hear it.
I may be experiencing the same thing. The other night I woke up and like my ear was just like crackling and I was just like,
uh-huh.
And it's been happening for a while, but the other night when I was sleeping, it was bothering me.
Oh,
so
wow.
So just like, every time I would, you know, like flex her,
mm-hmm.
it was like,
yeah.
That's annoying. Is there a jingle or song that gets stuck in your head a lot?
Jingle or song? I think about that Quiznos subs jingle with the little puppets.
Yes! These Quiznos subs!
Yes!
Oh my gosh, me too, all the time.
Like, I'm just like, this is so specific, like, that commercial was just so wacky,
yeah.
too. I'm like, how did they even think about this?
Well, it was, I think it was, like, albino black sheep or whatever, like,
uh-huh.
when we were younger, they had those websites, you know, like, Newgrounds and everything, and they had, like, small viral videos.
Yeah.
Those guys were, like, I don't know if it was the same people,
uh-huh.
but there were videos like that. I know, like, they did one with, like, Electric Six's Gay Bar, the song, and they like
mm-hmm.
had all those characters with like animals and people mouths and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think of that all the time. They got a
yeah. yeah, I just like see them like, oh my God, yeah.
It's very collage like too.
It is, yeah.
Wow, and look at you now doing collages.
Maybe that was my inspiration.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
What is an album that you really enjoy?
I really like, oh my God, I'd have to say, Josh Groban,
yeah?
Of course.
Which album?
Which album? Awake? Awaken or something? Oh no, I think it's called Awake.
Okay.
They're all over there
like
on the
Josh
show.
Groban.
Yes.
What was the first album that you owned or bought?
It would probably have to be something by Jason Mraz.
Really?
Yeah, I think that was my first show.
Really?
That I went to with my mom and my sister.
How old were you then?
It was like in middle school or something.
Yeah. What was that song that was super popular? His the where he's in the airplane or whatever, and my breath fogs up the glass.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, my first concert. I can't even think of.
Yeah, he had that really popular song.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't think of it now either. That was so long ago.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And he's still making music. I think it's like his voice is so beautiful. I don't know, the way that he sings and like rhymes words, I thought was really cool.
Very percussive.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any specific sounds that you would like to make? Either right now or in the future?
Sounds. I don't know. Yeah, I would like to explore some sounds in the future. Maybe like people do those like sound baths.
Sound baths?
Yeah. Do you know about those?
No.
Oh my gosh, what? It's become a real big thing now where people will do, like, they'll fill bowls of water, I think, and then they'll just like either use their hands or like a stick
baton thing.
Oh yeah, yeah. So they'll like go around the bowl.
Okay,
and, like,
so they'll
make,
like
to make tones.
What are those called? Whatever bowls. I can't remember what they're called, but
I thought
they took like actual sound baths, like, in a way. Like,
I mean, you could.
You totally could. Like a vibrational cleansing.
Yeah.
You know, like...
I would do that.
Yeah, right? I would try it too.
Yeah.
Are there any sounds that you wish to say right now?
I don't know. Just sighing, I think, is like a big sound that I don't do a lot. I feel like I hold in my sighs.
Oh, let it out.
So just like, you know, just like, just like let it out.
You hold it in, you know, they build up.
They do.
What sound-related question would you ask the next guest?
Sound-related question. I guess, like, what sound...
Like, on the podcast. Like, what would you ask the next person?
Yeah. What sound is associated with your happiest memory?
And Francois Pointeau asks you, is enunciation important to you?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to a speech therapist as a kid because I don't know. There was something that, like, the way that I swallow was, like...
off or something?
Yeah. And so we had to do these, like, enunciation things to go along with it. I was like... what? This is weird.
I had to growing up as well. And I still think I kind of have it, like, kind of like a smallish lisp or whatever. And I remember going to those, like, little classes and, like, having to learn to swallow with my mouth open and stuff.
Oh,
Did you ever have to do that?
No. Well, I had this thing called an expander in my mouth, which was, like, a button that would... I mean, because they were... I don't know. This is, like, really random. But... because my mouth was too narrow, they had this thing called an expander, and, like, every time I would swallow, my tongue would push up on this button, and it would, over time, expand my mouth. And
that's fascinating.
Yeah, and so, because I have a thing called a tongue thrust, which would cause, a slight overbite, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I needed braces.
The human body.
I know. I was like, you know, I don't really talk about any of this stuff. But
it was
that,
for
today.
Yeah. So you got any plugs? Anything going on right now? Or?
Actually, yes. On Saturday, May 8th is World Collage Day. And a friend of mine and I put together this thing called a brown paper bag collage.
Yeah, I've seen your posts.
Yeah. So we... Chastity Porter and I had put together these collage kits and we distributed them around town. But if you have a paper bag at home, you can just, you know, make your own collage and then use the hashtag to tag it so we can find it.
Oh, legit.
Yeah.
Awesome. So anyone, look at their May 8th World Collage Day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hopefully this is released by then. It might not be.
Oh, it's okay.
Stockpiled.
Yeah.
Well, that's about it. Anything else you want to say before we go?
No, I mean, you know.
Where can the people follow you and support
you?
Oh,
yeah. Good question. You can follow me on Instagram at k.lodges. That's kind of like my last name combined with collages.
I think that's so clever.
Yeah.
collages.
I mean, K-Lodges. I kind of lucked out because my name rhymes with collages.
It was meant to be.
I know. I was like, well, this is what I'm doing. I can't be like a painter because it just wouldn't sound right.
Courageous paints.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you so much.
See you later, listeners.
Anastasia Courageous. Do, do, re, fa, so, la, mi, do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do, B flat. Ribbit. Meow. Like, I mean, I can talk like a valley girl. What's the deal with all of these masks?
But
Mega Carajas.
What?
Do re mi fa sol la
fi do. Rivet.
Meow.
Rivet.
Meow.
Rivet.
Meow.
Rivet.
Meow.
Do 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 do